Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We have two very special guests on the show tonight. First up in just a moment, someone who was voted as one of Pelé's top 100 players of all time, former Chilean international and star from Inter Milan and Real Madrid and Club America, Ivan Bam Bam Zamorano will join us to talk about the 2018 International Champions Cup that's coming to the United States and around the world this summer. And at 7 o'clock, we're happy to welcome back to the show the Chief Business Officer of the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Washoe, to tell us about how the final deal came about with the stadium, what happens for this season at the stadium, and what's happening with the Rhinos for next year. We'll also preview the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions League final between host Toronto FC and Chivas Guadalajara taking place tomorrow night in Toronto. Dick Howard will tell us all about that. We'll also have Michael Lewis on as well to talk at U.S. soccer. But let's go down to Miami where everything's happening right now in the world of soccer. Joe Sirianni, how you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, Andrew, and I'm very excited about the show tonight. And certainly we have a wonderful guest, a wonderful two guests tonight that we've been graced to have it with us, and I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to it too, Joe. It's a tremendous honor to have with us our first guest tonight. He is, again, one of the most recognizable players of the past number of years, scored so many great goals. He struck fear into the hearts of the defenses in Europe and in South America, playing for his native Chile, for Real Madrid, for Inter Milan, and he is helping to promote and represent Inter Milan for the 2018 International Champions Cup. We're very honored to have with us Ivan Bam Bam Zamorano, and his appearance is brought to you by one of Rochester's great Italian food places and businesses, Olindo Food Service, 1510 Lyle Avenue in the city of Rochester. The website is olindofoodservice.com, or give him a call at 647-1985. Ivan, thank you very much for being with us on the show tonight.
Buonasera, Ivan Zamorano. Mi chiamo Giuseppe Sirianni e parlo la lingua italiana. Prima di tutto, grazie e benvenuto al nostro programma sportivo Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Come abbiamo annunciato, lei è qui per promuovere la Coppa dei Campioni e molte squadre internazionali saranno qui in America. Non solo le italiane, le inglesi e spagnole. Di nuovo benvenuto.
Grazie, un piacere parlare con voi. Sono molto contento di poter trasmettere quello di significazione di questa coppa e niente, siamo a vostra disposizione.
And as you can probably tell, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to conduct this interview in Italian because it is one of the languages that Ivan speaks fluently. And, of course, thanks to Joe Sirianni, who also is from Italy, we were able to have this interview. So we're going to mention the questions in English. Joe's going to translate, and then Ivan will speak Italian, and Joe will translate back. So what I want to ask... Go ahead, Joe.
I welcome to our program, and he replied that to be very happy to promote this international tournament.
Well, the question I want to ask first is that this tournament is the biggest tournament ever for the International Champions Cup. You have every big club team in Europe is going to be here in the United States and selected places around the world. You know, Inter, AC Milan, Juventus, Roma, Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Liverpool, Roma, as I said. So I want to ask you, Ivan, what he thinks about all these great clubs coming together to play in this tournament and how he thinks the fans are going to react to seeing all the great teams and the great players.
Ivan, signore, mi domandò che quello che lui pensa per questo tournamento con tutte queste squadre famose.
Bueno. Per me questo torneo oggi è diventato uno dei tornei più importanti al mondo, no? Perché come voi avete annunciato ci sono grandissime squadre a livello mondiale e comunque tutte queste squadre prendono qualcosa in più quando vengono a conoscere il nuovo mercato, no? Il mercato americano oggi è un grandissimo mercato. Lo ha dimostrato l'anno scorso quando qui a Miami abbiamo avuto Real Madrid-Barcellona. E comunque la Champions International Cup è una bellissima campionato che forza per tantissime grandi squadre possono essere il comienzo di un gran campionato.
Adesso traduco in inglese. Il signore ha detto che he's very happy to promote this event because they were going to have the best team in the world, and it's been proven by the result that they had last year with Barcelona, Real Madrid in Miami. And he also said that the teams that are coming are all champion in their country. And they come over here because the American market for soccer is very active and very productive.
It's very exciting. And one of the things I'm most excited about is that for the first time, there's going to be four of the top women's soccer teams in the world will play in the Champions Cup. Manchester City, PSG, another team from Europe, and our own North Carolina Courage are used to play here in Rochester as the Western New York Flash. So ask him, Joe, what he thinks about having the women play in the tournament.
Ivan, il signore mi domandò quello che lei pensa con avendo le squadre di donne che giocheranno, quattro squadre qui che giocheranno. Che ne pensa lei del calcio femminile? Ivan?
I think we lost him. We'll try to get Ivan back. But as we mentioned, this is a tremendous honor, and we're certainly going to have somebody from the Courage on to talk about this as we get closer to the matches. They'll be played in late July in Miami, two doubleheaders on the 27th and the 29th. And we're so proud and so honored that ladies who played right here in Rochester are going to be showcased for the entire world to see as they take on, you know, Manchester City, one of the top women's teams. Carly Lloyd played for them. PSG is a powerhouse women's team. And then they're going to announce a fourth team potentially from Germany or Sweden. So, Joe, it's just going to be such an honor to see Mackalzer Boney and Lynn Williams and, you know, Abby Erceg and Jess McDonald, all those great women players we had right here in Rochester on the world stage.
There'll be a great event, Andrew, and I'm sure that it's going to be a great celebration for soccer in all respects, not only in the men's game, but also in the women's game, which is going to be exposed to a lot of more people than by having double headers.
Okay, we're trying to get Ivan back. We had him, and then we lost him again. Just a bad connection, so we'll get him back in just a second. But as we mentioned, the tournament itself is going to start on July 25th, and they're going to announce the matches officially tomorrow. But if you look online, you may be able to see a preview of some of the matches. And, of course, one of those matches will be the MLS All-Star Game on August 1st in Atlanta. They're expecting over 70,000 fans to see the MLS All-Stars take on Juventus. So I know, Joe, you're looking forward to that.
That's for sure. And I think that the MLS All-Star, again, is going to be a great match for Juventus. And nothing. I hope that they don't come in America for a vacation. And I really hope that all goes going to go well.
So, again, they're going to have the official announcements in many different cities around the United States. They're in Miami. There's some big announcements because, again, the women's tournament will be in Miami. The rumored matches there will be Bayern Munich and Manchester City, and then Manchester United against Real Madrid. Of course, Cristiano Ronaldo playing against his former club. So it should be very exciting. And I'm so looking forward to it. With the World Cup coming, Joe, and then all these great international teams going to fill every big stadium in the United States, outdrawing all the other sports by a long shot. So,
well, Andrew, this is going to be a prelude for what we hope we're going to have the World Cup in the United States and Mexico and Canada. I mean, this is going to show all the world how America prepares for soccer, how the fans are there to support the events, and certainly is going to bring soccer mania in all over the city that this team's going to be playing in.
It certainly will, Joe. And again, it's coming up very soon. The website, if you want to know more about the tournament, is internationalchampionscup.com, and they'll have more information. They have a countdown going on. It'll be about another, let's see, I think it's going to be about 11 o'clock in the morning or so, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tomorrow, where they're going to announce the matches officially. They already have all the stadiums announced. The closest one to Rochester will be Mines Field in Pittsburgh. They'll also be playing matches at Red Bull Arena. They'll also play at MetLife Stadium in New York City. And also, they will be in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. No matches in Toronto, unfortunately, this year, but it'll certainly be a great, great event. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be getting back Ivan on the line because of some bad cell phone connection down to Miami. Joe, what's going on in Miami? Don't they have good cell phone reception down there?
They do not. Believe me. I get cut off many times on my cell phone.
Okay, well, we're going to hope to get Ivan back at some point. If we do get him back, we'll certainly get him on. But we want to thank him and want to thank our good friends from Inter Milan who helped us out with the interview, Daria Nicoli and Veronica Oldani from Inter Milan. And we really appreciate them working with our show. And again, internationalchampionscup.com. It's your chance to see these great club teams from all over the world, actually, well, from Europe mostly, but also the ones from North Carolina Courage from right here in the United States. So, again, the internationalchampionscup.com is the website. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll speak with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk about the CONCACAF Champions League Final, first leg, tomorrow in BMO Field, Toronto FC hosting Chivas. What a match it's going to be. We'll talk to Dick about it next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Bell'aria fresca, var già una festa, che bella cosa.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, just off the 390 Expressway, just over the border from the city of Rochester. The number to call if you want to make an appointment or for consultation or get your teeth cleaned, 328-3382, or go to the interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. You can also follow him on Facebook as well if you want to get the latest information about the practice. And we really appreciate Dr. Olivo and the practice being our title sponsor for a number of years now here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Dick, good evening. And first of all, how are you doing? Because for those of you who don't know, Toronto was hit very hard with an ice storm yesterday, much worse than Rochester. So how are things up
miserable.
There?
It's miserable. It's cold. It is sleet. There's some snow. It's melting a little bit at the moment, and there's just a risk of flooding. But it certainly wasn't the welcome that the Guadalajara team wanted when they arrived in Toronto on Saturday night, because the weather since then has been miserable, and they'll probably be training indoors at the Toronto FC training center. But all things are ready to go tomorrow night. There's a carp being covering the field, and that's kept it dry, and there's no reason why the game can't be played tomorrow night.
Well, Dick, it's almost... go ahead, Joe.
How cold is it going to be tomorrow night, Dick?
Well, it could be around about freezing. You know, it might be 2 or 3 degrees higher, it's certainly been very cold and miserable, and certainly not the kind of conditions you want to sit and watch a game and let alone play it.
Jack, this is the absolute perfect conditions for this match. Toronto needs to have an advantage at home, and this is going to be a big one because Chivas is certainly not used to playing in these kind of conditions. And if Toronto could take advantage of that and get a multiple goal win, they could very well be on their way, because I'll be honest with you, Dick, Chivas showed me practically nothing offensively. They didn't have any shots on goal against the Red Bulls at Red Bull Arena. They had one chance against the Red Bulls down in Guadalajara, and they scored on it. Defensively, they're very, very tough,
yeah.
And that's really what's going to decide.
It really matches the team, doesn't it? Matias Almeida, the coach for Chivas, was a great defensive midfielder in Europe and in South America, and I think he's instilled in his team. They have this pressing, this 1v1 battles all over the field, pressing, and he feels that that wins your games. But as you rightly mentioned, they don't score many goals. But having said that, they don't concede many either.
So it's going to be an exciting match. And one thing I want to ask you, Dick, there's two players who are trying to become fit for this match. One is Victor Vasquez, who was a key part of Toronto FC, who has been out injured. And also Josie Altidore, who went out very early in the match against Club America. What are their statuses? What are you hearing from
them? Vasquez is doubtful. Altidore is certain to play, I think.
So
he's got a good depth in the squad. A lot of players that have been out injured are back, and that's going to help, obviously, because they fielded, as you know, a very much a weakened team in the weekend game, the MLS game in Colorado, and lost 2-0. But having said that, Chivas did the same thing, and they lost 3-0 to Tijuana at the weekend. So both teams were focusing on the big match tomorrow.
Dick, what do you think Toronto has to do to break down Chivas? Do you think it's going to be a matter of Jovinko doing something special to break them down
You mentioned the conditions, and a player like Jovinko is slippery at the best of times, and certainly defenders have got to watch their challenges in and around and inside the penalty area, because he can be lethal. And Altidore, of course, we know what he can do with regards to his ability. So it's going to be, using the flanks. I think he'll play. He's been using a 3-5-2 formation in recent games, and it's been successful because he's got some very good wing-backs, and I can't see that changing. But again, you know, get that early goal, get the crowd on your side, and Bill Manning, the president of TFC, has said, look, we want all the soccer fans in that stadium. We want it packed out and roaring for the crowd, because Chivas will have some support. As we know, they're the most popular team in Mexico, and I'm sure there'll be lots of Mexican fans at the game tomorrow night.
I hate to ask this question, Dick, but do you know who the referee is going to be for this match?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I haven't seen the referee's name yet.
Well, because I want to say this.
Said that, yep. I thought that the Uzbeki crew did an excellent job in the game in the Azteca.
They were magnificent. Those are the referees that we should have in CONCACAF. They didn't fall for any of the tricks or the diving, the crying that America. I thought they were poor in that match in front of their home fans to give up a goal after Josie Altidore got sent off or had to be substituted. To give up that goal, it changed the whole match, and they were not in it for pretty much the entire match. And when they did get chances, Alex Bono was right there to make a big
save. Absolutely superb. That save in the first half off the diving header is one of the finest saves I've seen for a long time. Why? Well, he was going the wrong way. He had to change direction. As we mentioned before, the ball comes through the air a lot quicker in altitude, and he got his hand on it and deflected it away, as he did with several other shots. He was outstanding, and he'd made a key save in the first leg game in Toronto, which meant that Chivas didn't have too many away goals to play with. So Alex Bono, if he can play like that, he's got a bright future ahead of him. And, of course, he's called into the recent national team camp for the USA, so he'll be, I'm sure, playing for the national team in the not-too-distant future if he plays like that.
And by the way, I want to mention to all the people here locally, Alex Bono played for Toronto FC 2 right here in Rochester. So be sure to get your tickets for the Toronto FC 2 matches. They're going to be played at Capelli Sports Stadium. You could be seeing the next big star for the U.S. national team or the Canadian national team right here playing in Rochester. So we'll talk with Mark Washoe about that in just a second. The match tomorrow
starts. He also played with the Big Orange in Syracuse.
Yes, he did. Syracuse University graduate. So the match tomorrow, 8:15, you can hear it on Univision Deportes, which you can get on most satellite or cable systems. So let's shift now, Joe. I know you want to talk about what happened with Juventus and Real Madrid.
Dick,
go on, Joe.
I want your
tell
honest
me what
opinion.
You think. What's your interpretation?
My interpretation was that the referee did a poor job. We had seconds to go, and they should not have called a penalty. and they should not send Gianluca out, Gianluigi Buffon, and they ruined the whole thing. What should I think?
I don't disagree with you too many times, Joe, but I thought that the call was a good one. I thought the reaction of Gianluigi shocked me with the ferocity. You know, I thought he's going to get yellow, but he just kept on at the referee. And I've also been really disappointed with all the things that are going on with his wife, because the wife of the referee is also a professional referee, and she's been getting all kinds of abuse, as has Michael Oliver. And Michael Oliver, this afternoon, I saw him officiating a game between West Ham United and Stoke City in the Premier League, and he did an outstanding job, disallowed 3 goals, and a lot of people are saying he is the top referee in English football. So there we are. We disagree on the
there was a I was about to lose the game.
And it takes a lot of courage to call a referee to call in injury time. But I thought that the player was fouled, and it was justified.
Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one, Dick, because I'm siding with Joe. Your referee should not be calling. The game should be decided by the players, not by the referee. You don't call that until the last kick of the game. You let the game be decided by the players.
If the incident takes place in the last, you've got to call it.
Well, like I said, I think we'll agree to disagree on that.
Oh, you only had a few seconds to go.
I know. You know, and that's the thing that's happening. We're trying to see if had in the last 2 games against in Monterrey and in Mexico City, they had 2 goals, penalty kicks in the injury time at the end of the game.
Yep, that's very true. But Dick, we have Ivan Bombom Zamorano back with us. So if you don't mind, we're gonna end here, and I'm gonna go back to Ivan for just a couple of minutes, if that's okay.
No problem, guys. And we look forward to a big game tomorrow night with TFC. Hopefully they can come through with a good result in the opening leg.
Thanks very much, Dick.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Good luck.
Dick, what was your question, Andrew?
Dick Howard is live from Toronto on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. But we have Ivan Bombom Zamorano back with us. So, Joe, why don't you ask him about Juventus and Real Madrid and that call?
Ivan, grazie di essere ritornato con noi. Vorrei chiedere il suo parere tra la squadra di Juventus e Real Madrid. Era un rigore?
Ancora con quella polemica, mi sembra che è un rigore. Luca faceva il gol. Però in generale, no, è peccato che diciamo in questa competizione non ci sono il VAR, no? Perché così ci sistema tutto, no? Per quello stiamo parlando già di una settimana che c'era rigore, non c'era rigore, quando la situazione si poteva risolvere in un attimino, no? Però mi sembra che in generale mi sembra che il Real Madrid merita assolutamente di essere in semifinale e niente. Lo che posso o lo che lascia di dire la Juve in questo periodo non è importante. Lo più importante è che ci sono 4 semifinalisti che per merito proprio ci sono lì.
Well, grazie per la sua opinione. Naturalmente quello che vogliamo chiederti, le squadre domani ci sarà il sorteggio. E come la vede lei questo tornamento per l'America e per il calcio nazionale?
Ma questo è un tornamento bellissimo, no? Perché le grandi squadre ci aprono un nuovo mercato, no? Il mercato americano, il mercato asiatico, ci sono grandi mercati, per quello ci sono grandissimi tifosi che questa grande squadra possono prendere in questi grandi mercati, no? E questa International Champions Cup mi sembra che è quello, no? Le grandi squadre per prendere e per essere in forma tutto l'anno prendono questo campionato che veramente è molto importante per loro, come anche è molto importante per la gente di avere un grande spettacolo.
Joe, what did he say?
A momento. He said, I asked him about the tournament in general, how good it is and how important it is. He says that in general, you know, this tournament will show the American fans and the American soccer people, how important this team is. And he also said that, you know, in America right now, this tournament is going to be very, very important because it showcases all the best team in the world, that they come over here with a serious agenda, not a vacation, that they come over here to win.
Well, Ivan, we want to thank you for being on our show tonight, and thank you for calling back. Grazie, and good luck with the tournament. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Grazie. Thank you so much. Bye bye. Arrivederci. Grazie mille. Thank you.
Grazie tante. Grazie, grazie per aver richiamato. Viva Juve. Viva Inter.
That was the second part of our interview with Ivan Bambam Zamorano, the great Chilean and international superstar. So many great goals he scored. We appreciate him calling back after some technical problems. And also thanks to Dick Howard as well. Next up, it's Mark Washoe from the Rochester Rhinos. We'll talk about what's going on at the stadium this summer. Lots of great things happening. We'll have Mark next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Neath each bright watching star, play for one who's forsaken, oh my Roman guitar.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Glacier Ridge Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Glacier Ridge Sports Park is home to a large indoor driving range and golf simulator, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, Rochester Lancers Youth Academy, and the Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. Check us out at GlacierRidgeSportsPark.com.
Cougia Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us now is the Chief Business Officer of the Rochester Rhinos. Been waiting a long time to get him back on the show. We finally have him tonight, Mark Washoe. Mark's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get tickets for the USL matches at Capelli Sports Stadium featuring Toronto FC 2 by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. Mark, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, Andy, how you doing? It's great to join you, and thanks for having me on. I apologize it's taking so long for me to finally be able to come on the show. So, I'm excited, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Hey, Mark, Joe Sirianni over here. I just want to thank you very much for your appearance on our show, and certainly we have a lot of questions we're going to ask you. So I hope that you're prepared for us.
All right, well sure, let's go back in time a little bit to – a few weeks ago when things seemed to be breaking down and the matter between the city and the Rhinos went into the courts. Obviously, it was settled out of court. What happened in that interim time there? And do you happen to know what the city had planned for the stadium if they ended up taking over the facility?
Sure. I mean, well, first and foremost, so I personally wasn't really involved directly in the conversations or meetings that our team owners, David and Wendy Dorkin, had, you know, with the city. So maybe at a different time, Andy and Joe, these would be better questions, you know, to ask David and Wendy directly. However, one thing I can share with you is that, during that time and pretty much, ever since we announced the fact that we were, the Rhinos were going to take a year hiatus, and we intended on hosting at least four USL matches with Toronto FC 2. And then, of course, subsequently, we've now announced, we're hosting Lancers games here as well as Super 9. That, Dave and Wendy's kind of mantra was, everything's business as usual. And even though I know there were eviction notices that were issued, we had two deadlines kind of come and pass during that time. And of course, to your point, things escalated to, going in front of a judge. But David and Wendy always felt very confident that, their argument in case in support of our lease was strong and that we were fulfilling the obligations that were set forth within. And on the front office side, we were conducting business as usual and doing the best we could to reassure people that we were indeed going to play these games and we were indeed going to host matches here and we were going to operate the stadium. So certainly while that was all happening in the background, it's definitely challenging, and it puts the brakes on some momentum that we had. But that was kind of what we were focusing on all along. And the good news is it finally got behind us, so now we could definitely move forward, which is what we had been planning all along anyway. So hopefully that answers the question a little bit in that regard.
Joe? Okay, Mark. To follow up on your answer a little bit, what are the plans for 2019? Okay, because most of the people and most of the people that have followed the Rhinos in the past, they don't know whether we're really going to have a team in 2019 or not. What are really the plans for 2019?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great question, and obviously that's a question that everybody's asking, whether it's sponsors or ticket buyers or soccer fans in general. And clearly, what went public is that come September, the organization and David and Wendy and the Rhinos, we all have to submit a plan or show the city that there's intent to relaunch for us to continue to play here not only in 2019 but beyond and what have you. So as you can imagine, we're certainly working behind the scenes on the various options that could present. And I think so. We're not sitting still on that side of things, but the attention right now, in the here and the now and in the short term, is that we're really focused. Because the first match already that is coming here is May the 5th, which is the Pittsburgh Riverhounds returning here to play Toronto FC 2, and of course the Super 9 schedule starting, as is the Lancer. So, we've got a quick turnaround now. We lost 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks during the whole back and forth and dispute the city. So right now we're just really focused on making sure that Toronto, when they come to town, are treated really well, that Pittsburgh's going to be treated, equally the same, that we have, good fans, attendance in the stadium and a lot of fans, coming here to support soccer in Rochester. So, that's really what we're mostly focused on and the majority of our time. And like I said, we've got a short window now, so we've got to focus, be laser focused on, you know, first executing May 5th, and then, of course, the other games behind it. And then along that, you know, we're going to, you know, start talking about what the plans are for 2019. So that's not an evasive answer. It's just really what we're focused on right now. And as you can imagine, as the months progress, we'll probably have to spend a little more time on 2019 and beyond. But really the focus right now is just trying to make sure we execute good games and put on, make sure that the teams are well taken care of and we get fans in the building.
Are you, Mark, in the process? I mean, I know that's a little bit premature, but is it possible for you guys to make an announcement, you know, basically about you just tell us that, yes, there is a plan for 2019. If you want to buy your season ticket right now, we will appreciate it very much. Some of that sort. This way, you know, you can gain... You can gain a ticket office, you know, the people that want to buy season tickets and stuff like that.
Well, right now we are selling a USL four-pack, which includes the four Toronto FC two matches here for all the games that are happening. It more or less just breaks down to one per month. We just announced, and I heard when I was on the break, that, you know, Salvatore's Pizza advertises on the show, but Soccer Sam and Salvatore's have presented a pretty cool opportunity that anybody that buys a four seats in the four pack, if they buy the midfield or the field level seats, get pizza for a year, which is basically 12 large one topping pizzas that you can use one per month for the rest of the calendar, you know, for basically 12 months from time of purchase. And so, you know, we're selling that. That's basically what our season tickets are. You know, right now, and the good news is the reaction's been really strong to that offer and to the promotion and to the four-pack in general. A lot of the Rhino season ticket holders are renewing their seats that they had with the Rhinos last season, and we've had some new folks come out of the woodwork. We just had a company buy 24 of those packages to use as an incentive for their employees, so they're, you know, giving the employees tickets and pizza vouchers. So that is really right now what our season ticket package is. We have not started selling tickets for 2019, and I know that some people are anxious and they want us to start doing that, but there's just a lot of options that would exist for 2019 and beyond. And you know, for those of you, you know, again, I don't want to speak too far out of turn because, again, ultimately that's a decision that, you know, Dave and Wendy, your team owners, are going to have to make, and they're certainly exploring numerous options. And you know, the league continues to progress, and you know, they're launching a D3 and division, and you know, if you follow, there's a guy named Stephen Short from the league office. Follow him on Twitter. They're very, very active, visiting all kinds of markets. So, you know, could that be a potential option for the organization? I mean, it could. You know, staying D2 status is our preference, and that's our goal. And you know, that's an option. So there's various options, and it's not exactly you know, black and white at this point. So, like I said, we are selling season tickets. It's just a four pack to watch the Toronto FC two matches at this point in time, and that's where our focus is at the moment.
Now, that May 5th match is very important because the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, if you haven't been following it, they're undefeated, and they've not given up a goal. Boy, what a surprise from a Bob Lilly team. Dan Lynn, the Pittsburgh native, is the top goalkeeper in the league right now. Three clean sheets out of the three matches, and, of course, there's a lot of former Rhinos on that team. And what they also want to mention, this has been announced already, there could be a U.S. Open Cup match at Capelli Sports Stadium on May 16th. If the Rochester River Dogs defeat the Erie Commodores in the first round on May 9th, they would host the Pittsburgh Riverhounds on May 16th in a U.S. Open Cup match. And what a match that would be. It would basically be like the Lancers against the Rhinos almost in a meaningful match. So I hope that happens.
Yeah, well, you made a couple of good points as it relates to the Saturday, May 5th match, which we hope the Rochester community gets excited about because, yes, on one end, it's the return of Bob Lilly as the head coach. And those obviously are familiar with our team now. He's, you know, is the coach here for several seasons. And, you know, we certainly are excited to see Bob back on the sidelines coaching the Riverhounds. 10 players or so from the former Rhinos are under contract and on the roster, and they'll be returning. And you mentioned Dan Lynn, Penfield native, and we've already outreached to the youth groups in Penfield as well as the high school, and there's definitely going to be support from the Penfield community to come out cheer on Dan on that side of it. On the other side, and you guys, and I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, but I know you've been following Toronto, not Toronto 2, but the MLS team. You know, they've got a huge CONCACAF Champions League match tomorrow night against Chivas Guadalajara, which is leg one of, two legs, and, the final of that competition, which is huge for an MLS team to get to the finals and potentially, win the tournament outright. So top to bottom, Toronto is a great club, and they're very successful both on and off the field. And then they won the MLS Cup last year. So if you're a soccer fan in general or play soccer, I mean, that first match on May 5th is going to be one that a lot of different, sub-storylines, and you're going to see two great teams going at it. With a lot of players and coaches that people might be familiar with. Of course, Mark Pulisic's also the assistant coach, and he was here last year. So to me, that's as good as it gets for us to open up our Toronto FC series. And we couldn't ask for a better opponent than Pittsburgh coming back. And like I said, tomorrow night's a huge match for Toronto, the MLS club. So they're a great team top to bottom all the way through their organization.
Absolutely. One last thing, Mark, before I let you go. The big weekend I'm looking forward to is the weekend of June 15th, 16th, and 17th. Besides there being four matches at the stadium, we've got the Little Italy Festival, where they're going to have music and food and bocce and all sorts of great events happening. I know that's a showcase for the stadium, that area of the city, and also the great sport we love. So I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the rest of our games, I mean, we talked about May 5th, but June 16th, Little Italy Festival is kind of wrapped around the match. That event starts at 10 in the morning, and then our match starts at 7, and then after there's going to be more music and food and some other surprises that we haven't announced yet. July 28th, we've got our New York State West Festival happening, and then August 16th, the RDYSL, which is the youth league here locally, are hosting their sportsmanship night. So, and then that's just the kind of the youth and the soccer kind of connections. But just like we did last year, I mean, we're going to try to have music and beer, wine tasting events, and all kinds of fun things that make soccer unique. And again, we also it's World Cup this summer. I mean, the hype hasn't started on TV yet, but you start, I guess, 2-3 weeks from now, I'm sure more and more you're going to start seeing all the World Cup hype. And even though the U.S. national team unfortunately is not in the World Cup, it's still going to be a huge focus this summer. Soccer is going to be the buzz. And if you want to get your local live soccer fix, I mean, our games and our promotions around each match are going to be perfect in conjunction with, heading to the sports bar or taping games and watching these games in the World Cup. So we're very excited that it's going to be a soccer summer here in Rochester.
Yeah, there's going to be four World Cup matches on June 16th as well. So it's going to be a great, great, great showcase for the sport. And so, Mark, we appreciate you being on the show with us, and we'd love to have you back on when we get closer to these big events happening at Capelli Sports Stadium. And thank you for all you do for the city of Rochester and for the soccer community. And we're looking forward to all the events this year and the return of the Rhinos next year.
Yeah, likewise, Joe, and Andy, I appreciate all you guys do and the continued soccer coverage and creating a forum and an outlet for us to talk about everything we've got going on here at Capelli Sports Stadium this year. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. It's Mark Washo, the Chief Business Officer of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets for Toronto FC 2 matches. Get that four-pack on the special seats, and you get a year worth of pizza, one pizza a month for 12 months from Salvatore's, our great friend Soccer Sam. Next up, Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm going to lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you by Faber Homes, located in Chi-Lai. The Acavangelo family, great supporters of our show and of soccer in Rochester for many, many years. The number to call is 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com. If you're in the market for a new home, Faber Homes is the place to go. And Michael, boy, you guys had great weather on Saturday. Well, we had horrible weather, and you posted online that where's all the fans at Red Bull Arena, because the stadium was pretty empty for the Red Bulls in Montreal. Do you, any thoughts on what might have happened?
Yeah, the Red Bulls announced 15,000. It more like 11,000 or 12,000. Here it is, a beautiful day, a pretty decent soccer team. Granted, they don't have any superstars, but they're coming off an elimination from the CONCACAF Champions League, where they played very well. Just trying to figure out what the heck is happening. You keep hearing so many different excuses. It's a long drive to the stadium. I don't like getting caught up in traffic, particularly after the game. There are long lines at the concession stands. The team doesn't have any superstars. They played youth soccer at the same time. It's after a while, some of these excuses do get old. You have to start wondering what sort of a fan base, in terms of quantity, do the Red Bulls have? How much have they lost over the years? Have they lost any to NYCFC across the river? But, a beautiful Saturday afternoon after a seemingly endless winter, you'd think you'd want to just get out and watch a soccer game.
I don't know, Michael. I wonder how much people were sad or disappointed at the Red Bulls not beating Chivas, because they did everything but score a goal, and it could have been an all MLS Champions League final with the Red Bulls in Toronto, but Chivas just locked down and just played for a scoreless tie, and they got it. And unfortunately, sometimes that happens in the sport we love.
The Red Bulls, this is mind-boggling, outshot Chivas 20-0. That's correct. Not a shot on goal in the game by the Mexican side. And, people were, and I was saying it too, same old Red Bulls, when they're at that part of, an important game and they just can't get it done. The thing is, it seemed like most of the crowd at Red Bull Arena for that Champions League semifinal was for Chivas. So even the Red Bulls couldn't get a decent crowd supporting themselves that night, which is pretty piss poor. And I understand it's a Tuesday night, midweek game, but it's a Champions League game, which leads to the FIFA Club World Cup. You'd think there would be more supporters out there. Very disappointing. And I think that the attendance issue is going to be a continuing story this year. I think we're going to look at every home game from now on to see whether it improves or not.
Joe?
It sounds mostly the same thing that the Rhinos experience, with the same excuse or the same thing that you just mentioned, Mike. You gotta have somebody in the team that people want to see. You can't have, an also ran kind of team, because people come to support only when you win and only if they have an interest in one in the players.
Yeah, but even when the Red Bulls had the likes of Thierry Henry, they didn't get sellouts at that juncture, too. And I understand Henry was near the end of his career, but he could still perform some magic on the field. Maybe he didn't have the same speed as he did during his prime, but, man, I remember he scored an Olympic gold goal. He set up Bradley Wright Phillips on so many occasions, and he put a few into the back of the net himself. So even, and granted, they didn't have empty stadiums when Henry was playing, but you would think, particularly with a new stadium, Red Bull Arena, that's when Henry joined the team in 2010, when the stadium was just opened, they still couldn't fill it up on a regular basis. So quite sad.
Well, the next home game for Red Bulls is against New York City FC on May 5th, so that will certainly be a sellout, I would imagine, because you'll get fans from NYCFC coming over. Unfortunately, there'll be no Zlatan Ibrahimovic at Red Bull Arena. Red Bulls are actually playing the LA Galaxy on the 28th. Actually, the Red Bulls are home this Saturday against Chicago, too. I don't want to forget that. But Zlatan did it again, Michael. Has scored the only goal against the Chicago Fire, and I think he's doing the number in MLS, just like Mr. David Villa did when he joined the league.
He's living up to his reputation and then some. Ibra talks a big game, and he plays it, definitely in MLS. And, that game was a sellout. The game in Chicago was a sellout. He brought out the fans. They didn't get what they really wanted, at least the home fans didn't, but that's what you want from an opposing player, to bring in the fans. And, yeah, it's great to have a personality like that who not only can do it, who could say it, but he could do it as well, too.
To walk in.
Yep. So, Mike, we got a couple minutes left. Just wanted to mention there's announcements going to be coming shortly, I believe, for the U.S. men's national team. Some big matches planned in November, one against England and one against Italy. So, Joe, we got the U.S. against Italy. Should be interested in that one. But they haven't announced where the games will be played and when. But there'll be certainly be some good tests for the U.S. as they get past this year's World Cup.
By then,
and for Italy as well.
Oh,
yeah, for Italy as well too.
Yeah.
By then the U.S. should. They better have a new coach running the show. And since the games are going to be in Europe, you're going to see the European base players probably for the most part playing in those games. That would include Christian Pulisic, who hasn't played yet this year. They're giving him some time off because they know over the next few years he could have a very, very busy schedule. But, that'll be the first major test for the whoever's going to be the new U.S. coach, who he should be picked sometime this summer.
Yeah, let's hope it's Dave Sarakin. We'll see what happens. But, Michael, thanks very much for being with us as always, and we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis, live from New York City here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick Howard, always for being on the show. Dick will have the report next week on the first leg, Toronto FC against Chivas from BMO Field. Again, 8:15 tomorrow on Univision Deportes. And we want to thank our very special guests tonight, Ivan Bam Bam Zamorano and Daria Nicoli and Veronica Aldani from Inter Milan for setting that up. Don't forget the International Champions Cup is this summer. The website is internationalchampionscup.com. They'll be announcing the matches tomorrow. And thanks to Mark Washoe from the Rochester Rhinos. Get your tickets for the Toronto FC 2 matches at Capelli Sports Stadium by calling 454-KICK or going to rhinosoccer.com. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Glacier Ridge Sports Park, Olindo's, and Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.